Okay, so please create a very comfortable child pose for yourself. And if child pose is not comfortable, choose another position. And once you're comfortable, I'll invite you to notice the space of awareness with your eyes closed. Notice that while you cannot see outside, you actually still can see. What do you see? You might say nothing, but if you actually pay attention, you'll recognize that it's actually not nothing. There's something there, a space, an open, black space, but this space is actually alive. You might say it's vibrating or even glowing, a black glowing space, a sort of silvery vibrancy to it. Notice that this space extends infinitely in every direction. You can't find a border or an end to this space. Notice that my voice is contained within this space. And if you pay special attention, you'll notice that your breath and the entire experience of your body is also contained within this space. The sensations that are telling you now that you have a body because you can't see it. Everything is contained within this space, the space of awareness. This entire class will take place within this space. Notice this. Try and remain aware of this awake space throughout the practice. Let's begin now to deepen our breathing. As you inhale, you feel the belly, and then the ribs, and then the chest, in that order. As you exhale, you release from the chest, the ribs, and the belly. Again, this is happening within this space. You can feel it within that space. Nothing takes place outside of it. After you've created your dirgha breath, begin ujjayi. This is like a soft whisper sound or ocean sound at the back of the throat. It's like fogging a mirror with your mouth closed, making a sound on both the inhale and the exhale. Do this without creating any sense of strain. Keep it relaxed and comfortable. Again, notice the sound is within the same space. As we inhale, let's come up into a tabletop position. And as you exhale, tuck tailbone round the back, bring the crown of the head down toward the earth. As you inhale, lift the tailbone, drop the belly, and bring the crown of the head up toward the ceiling. Continue moving back and forth with the eyes closed and feel the sensations. And again, notice that the sensations, the sound of the breath, my voice, the music, are all contained within this space. Notice that any thoughts you have about the space are also contained within the same space. Notice that you can be aware of the space and that it is different from thoughts about it. The space contains the thoughts, but the thoughts can never capture or contain the space in which they arise. After warming up your spine and your back, come to a neutral spine, tuck the toes, lift the hips, and come up and back into downward facing dog. In downward dog, take some time to pedal back and forth with your feet, stretching the toes, ankles, knees, and hips. Take your time. Once you feel that you've stretched out, come into your full expression of the down dog with the fingers spread wide, palms flat, and chest actively drawing back toward the toes, heels actively reaching toward the ground. Use this pose to open up the chest space and breathe into that space using the dirgha technique. The next exhale, walk your feet toward your hands and come into ragdoll briefly. As you inhale, gradually roll up to standing in Tadasana or mountain pose. Stacking ears, shoulders, hips, knees, and heels. With the next inhalation, bring the feet to the touch and inhale arms up overhead. Reach across, grab the left wrist with your right hand, and as you exhale, send your hips to the left as you pull your arm to the right. You should feel a lengthening or stretching on the left side. Try and extend this up to the wrist and down to the ankle. Do that without straining. Good, as we inhale, let's return through center. We'll switch wrists and exhale to the other side. This is called Ardha Chandrasana, which means half moon. Good, inhale, let's return to center. And either join palms overhead or release hands to your low back for Anuvratasana, standing back bend. Inhale, lift the heart, and as you exhale, begin to recline. Feel your edge in your back. Feel the compression, probably in the low back, and see if you can lift your heart and extend the sensations up the spine, taking it out of the low back and up the entire length of the spine. Continue to breathe. As you inhale, come back to neutral spine, arms overhead, palms facing one another. As you exhale, bend the knees deeply, coming into chair pose. So your feet can touch or be hip distance, but position your knees directly over your heels. Lift the toes for a moment, bring the weight into your heels, and then release the toes down. Sink your hips down and feel it in your thighs. Keep the chest, belly open, and if it's going into your back, take the tailbone and just tuck it slightly to keep the spine neutral. Let's take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, turn toward the right side of the room with open arms, reaching fingertips forward and back, and turning the palm to face the wall, arms parallel with the ground. Inhale, return to center, the hips should not move. Exhale, left side, isolating the movement with the upper body alone. Good. Inhale, let's return to center, and exhale, release into forward fold. I'd like you to place the back of the wrists on the ground to counteract all the opposite stretching that we do in the push-ups. If you'd like, you can make fists to bring the stretch up into the forearm. Inhale, come to half lift, coming to your fingertips or taking hands to the shins as you lengthen the spine. As you exhale, plant the hands and step back to the top of a push-up, plank pose. All right. If plank is difficult or push-ups are difficult, please modify by dropping your knees. I want to make it clear, you can come to this class every single time and modify the postures. Okay? I have students that do this. Let's take a deep breath in. Exhale, bend the arms, come halfway down. Elbows hug your sides. Inhale, upward dog, pushing the feet back, resting on the tops of the feet and the hands alone, knees and thighs up. Exhale, bottom of your push-up. Hovering about 4 inches above the ground. You can drop the knees if you need to. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. If you're dropping the knees for low plank, on the inhale, please come to tabletop first and then press back to down dog. And again, you can use that modification every single time. If you're not sure about modifying anything in the class, please come see me before or after a class and we can work on any modifications necessary. Everyone's welcome. All right, let's do a right side down vinyasa. So bring the right hand and edge of the right foot to the ground, left arm or hand in the air, stacking heels, knees, hips, and shoulders. If you need to modify this, take the top foot underneath your hips and support the hips. Take a deep breath in, exhale, lower your hips and hand toward the ground. Then inhale, lift the hips up and arch that arm overhead. Exhale, bring the left foot forward to a lunge. And turn right 180 degrees all the way around. Plant the back heel. Inhale to Warrior One, Vida Vajrasana One. Get the front foot and knee pointing straight ahead. Try and lunge that knee so it's right over the heel. Bringing the thigh as close to parallel as you can. Feel the strengthening of the right leg and the stretching and opening along the left side of your body. Bring that stretch from your left heel through your left wrist. So draw the arms back as much as you can. Let's take a deep breath. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down, vinyasa. Inhale to upward facing dog. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. Nice work. All right, right side down vinyasa. So right hand on the ground, left hand in the sky. Side plank. Exhale, hips in hand, lower down. Inhale, arching up. And exhale, left foot forward. Turn right 180 degrees all the way. Good. Go ahead and inhale to warrior two. Side facing warrior pose. So the legs are very similar. The front knee and foot point straight ahead. The hips and shoulders now face the left wall, and the arms go parallel with the ground. Let's take a deep breath in. As you exhale, cartwheel down, bottom of your push-up. You can put in the arm balance, Ekapada Kondianasana A, if you know it. Follow your breath and come back to down dog. That concludes side one of the floor warm-ups. These focus more on strength than flexibility. Let's do side two. We'll start with a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Good. Exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale the right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180 degrees. Inhale, warrior one, Vira Vajrasana. After you find your asana, which means seat in Sanskrit, you want to sit there and meditate. How do you meditate? By surrendering to what is, by just allowing the sensations, the breath, the thoughts, the emotions to arise, even if they are somewhat uncomfortable. As they arise, they release, and we become free of things that are burdening us. Let's take a deep breath. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down, vinyasa. Return to downward facing dog. Inhale, upward facing dog. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, down dog. Come into position for a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky, setting up for Vashisthasana. Then exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale, right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180 degrees. Inhale, warrior two, side facing warrior pose. All right, good. And once again, take a few breaths and see if you can create a nice strong drishti. Your drishti is your gaze. I know it's very difficult to not sort of scan the room constantly with your eyes, but in yoga it's said that the state of the eyes reflect the state of the consciousness. And we'd like a consciousness that is steady, still, focused. Let's take a deep breath, and as we exhale, cartwheel down, bottom of the push-up. Follow your breath rhythmically through the belly down vinyasa and come back to downward facing dog. Good, we're almost done with the warm-ups. Let's go ahead and walk our hands back towards the feet and take a squat just off of your mat. Squatting is one of the most healthy things you can do. So if you get to squat more during your day, please do. Much better than doing Kegels. Very important for pelvic floor health. Okay? All right, from our squat, we'll try and do what's called a chakra vinyasa. This is very good for the vestibular system, the inner ear. Okay, our sense of balance. The key is to do it safely. We don't want any strain for the neck. In order to do that, you want to tuck your chin, round your back, lift your hips, and place the back of the head on the ground, at which point you will simply roll forward. I'll demonstrate. Looks like this. Okay? Now, if you don't think you can do that safely today, please just step forward and sit down. All right, I'd much rather you skip it and be safe than the other way around, okay? All right, now that we're seated, we're gonna do belly up vinyasas. So bring the hands alongside the hips, palms are down, okay? Fingers face forward. First thing I'd like you to try is lifting your hips and pulling your hips through your hands like this, okay? If you cannot swing through without hitting your butt on the ground, then grab two blocks and place your hands in two blocks. Very common thing, so don't worry if you need them. Now, inhale, lift up to an inverse tabletop. As you exhale, bend your arms and let your hips drop down, but don't touch the ground. Inhale, lift back up. And as you exhale, pull the hips through the hands and lift one or both legs off the ground. Repeat. Inhale, come on up. Exhale, bend the arms. So bend the arms. Good. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, pull through. Good. Two more times. Inhale, up. Exhale, dropping down. Inhale, lifting up. And exhale, pulling through. And last time, deep breath in. Exhale, dropping down. Inhale, lifting up. And exhale, pull through. All right, beautiful. So let's go ahead and come to the front of our mat for Chakra Vinyasa backward. This can take more time to master. So again, if you're new, you want to skip it today, you can maybe go home and try it there. Looks like this, hands by the head, roll back, and land in downward dog. It took me quite a bit of practice to get that down. So please be patient with yourself and be safe. Need more momentum. All right, so we're back in downward dog. Let's get a little deeper into our bodies now. We'll start with a left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Okay, stacking heels, knees, hips, and shoulders. So you exhale, lower the hips and hand toward the ground. So you inhale, lift everything up. Exhale, right foot forward, turn left 180 degrees. Good. Step your left foot to meet your right foot and exhale onto your abdomen. So step the left foot back. Good. Exhale to your abdomen. All right. Once you're on your belly, bring your hands alongside your hips. Lift one half of your body. Insert the arm underneath and do the same on the other side. So you're doing this, laying on your arms. Now, if that hurts for some reason, just have your hands alongside your hips instead. Okay? Take the mouth, chin, or forehead to the mat and feel the hip points, okay? The front of the hips. You'd like to keep both hip points as close to the ground during this entire exercise. We'll be working with the right leg alone. Exhale completely, and on the next inhale, lift your right leg up as high as you can, keeping the hip down and the leg straight. As you exhale, release that leg. Good, we'll do four more. So as you inhale, slowly lifting the leg up as much as you can, and then exhale, releasing the leg. Good. Three more times. Inhale up, nice and slow. Take your time. Exhale, lower the leg. Two more. Inhale, lifting, maybe a little higher. And exhale, release. Last one we're going to hold. So inhale, come on up, lift the leg. Keep breathing. Now, what's happening is once you lift the leg, you're going to use first what are called anaerobic muscle tissue, which draws its strength from the muscle. When that fuel is exhausted, you're going to get the feeling that you're getting very, very weak, and you're going to feel an intense sensation. But it's at that point that the type 2 muscle tissue begins to kick in. What we want to do is force the body to begin to use this type 2 muscle tissue in the backside of our body, strengthening the posterior chain. Good, let's take a deep breath in. As you exhale, release the leg. Release the hands and bring your right hand on top of your left hand. Rest the forehead on the back of the hands. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, let it out twice as long as the inhale. Create a 2-to-1 ratio with the breath where the exhale is twice the length of the inhale. All right, hands underneath the chest. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, downward facing dog. From downward dog, let's inhale the left leg up and back. Exhale the foot between the hands. And inhale to crescent lunge, like a warrior one, but with the back heel raised. Good. Exhale, hands out like wings to the sides, palms down. Find a drishti, a spot on the ground that isn't going to move. Take a deep breath in. As you exhale, kick off the back leg, coming into airplane balancing pose. Good. See if you can lower the right hip, level with the left hip. Get your chest and right leg level with the ground. So engage your butt and your hamstrings, lift that right leg up high. Keep the eyes steady and the breath steady. So engage, lift that leg a little higher if you can. Lift it up, lift it up. Use those muscles in the backside of the body. Good. Inhale, let's come all the way back up to stand. Join palms overhead. Exhale, forward fold. Back of the wrists to the ground. Stretch them out. Inhale, half lift or crow pose, bakasana. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa. Return to downward facing dog. Okay, from the downward dog, let's set up for another left side down vinyasa, right hand in the sky. Exhale, hips and hand lower down. Inhale, lifting everything up. We're going to exhale the right foot forward to a lunge and turn left 180 degrees all the way around. Great. From there, go ahead and take the left foot to meet the right foot, so back, and kneel down in a tabletop position. So have your hands under your shoulders, knees under the hips. With the next inhalation, draw the left leg straight out to the left, keeping the knee bent. Straight out to the side. That's called a fire hydrant, right? It's like a dog going to the bathroom. Keep the knee bent, knee bent. All right, we're going to make rotations with the hip joint. So as you inhale, bring the knee forward and down. As you exhale, bring the leg back and up. That's one rotation. We're going to do four more just like it, very slow. So that's two. Three. Four. And five, reverse direction. So same thing, opposite way. Four, one. Two, three, try and make that very smooth, very even. Four, last one, and five. Inhale that leg up and back, so like a donkey kicking back. Exhale that knee toward your wrist. Bring the left foot to your right wrist. Let your hips come down and back into pigeon pose. Let's relax the torso forward and down and really focus on the outside of that left hip or buttocks. Close your eyes and extend your exhale. Use that to both slow your heart rate, activate the parasympathetic nervous system, and relax the muscles in the hip and leg. See if you can actually feel with each exhalation that activation of the parasympathetic nervous system as your muscles get softer and softer with each breath. Beautiful. Let's place our hands on the ground. We're going to inhale to three-legged dog with the left leg up in the sky. Exhale to downward dog, releasing the foot to the ground. Inhale, come to your toes, look between your hands. Exhale, step, jump, or float to the front edge of the mat in forward fold. Then inhale, reverse swan dive up to stand, join palms overhead. And as you exhale, bend both knees and bring your arms out like wings. Then inhale, left ankle over right thigh, foot flex, knee out to the side. Exhale, fold in half until you feel a good stretch in the outside of your left hip. Simultaneously, make sure there is absolutely no strain in either knee. Very important. I can't feel your body, only you can. Keep the breath steady and even, equal inhales and exhales. If you fall out, just do your best to get back in it as soon as you can. The more you fold in half, the deeper the opening for the hip. Good. Inhale, let's come all the way back up to stand. Join palms overhead. Lift the heart. Exhale, forward fold. Back of the wrists to the ground. Stretch them out. Inhale, half lift or crow pose. Exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa. Come Come on back to downward dog. All right, from there, exhale to a kneeling position, please. And we'll take a look at our peak posture, which is called Galavasana. Galavasana is sometimes in English called flying pigeon, but Galavasana in Sanskrit does not mean flying pigeon, okay? So let's take a look at it. In order to do this pose, we need the left hip and leg to go into an external rotation. We need the extensor muscles back here to be strong to lift the right leg up behind us. We need the arms to be strong enough to hold a position where the arms are bent, okay? We need the core to be strong enough to stabilize the hips and the ribs. Otherwise, our hip will sort of collapse on one side. We also need a good vestibular system to balance on our hands. If any of these elements are missing, then we won't be able to do the pose. We also need to have a little bit of fearlessness. I was working with a client yesterday in private session, and she had a real fear of falling forward, and that's why she wasn't able to do the poses. It was more her fear than anything else, okay? So let's take a look at the pose. From this position, we'll bring the left ankle over, just as we did a moment ago, releasing the hands to the ground, bending the arms. We place the shin on the back of the arms. Then I actually try and hook my toes over my right arm so that the leg will stay put. I'll look forward, not down, and shift the weight off of my right toes. Once they're light, I lift them up. That might be as far as you go. The full expression, though, is to extend the right leg behind you. And that's why we've been working on strengthening those muscles back there. Okay? So let's try it together. Come to the front of your mat, standing. Just keep going step by step until you feel challenged. Pause there and breathe. Pay attention to what is challenging you, and it may dissolve, it may not. Inhale, arms up, touch palms, lift the heart. Exhale, bend the knees, arms out like wings, chair pose. Inhale, left ankle over the right thigh, foot flexed, knee out to the side. Exhale, hips down, fold in half, and see if you can bring your hands to the ground. That would be the next step. Try and get the palms all the way down and bend the arms. Then place the shin on the back of the arms, hook the toes over the upper arm. Look forward and not down. See if you can shift weight off of your right foot until it gets light enough to lift. If you got that far, awesome. If you've got that up, see if you can extend the leg behind you straight. It's not easy. So don't expect it to be, okay? Be patient with yourself. Do your best. After 5 breaths, come to lay on your belly. Relax. Bring the right hand on top of the left hand, forehead on the back of the hands. Take a deep breath in and exhale as you let it go. Have the exhales be twice the length of the inhale. Relax. All right, very nice work. Let's bring our hands underneath our chest. Inhale, top of the push-up. Exhale, hips up and back. Good. From there, go ahead and walk your hands back towards your feet and take a squat. Remember, squatting in itself is very good for you. Squatting is what humans do. All humans except for us modern humans. And our health is affected by it. Okay, so squat as much as you can. All right, Chakra Vinyasa forward. So tuck that chin, round the back, lift the hips, roll forward to a seat. Again, there should be no strain on the neck when done properly. All right, we'll stretch our arm first, then we'll do some belly up vinyasas. So we'll mimic what we did in the hips with the arms. Bring the right hand directly behind you, fingers pointing back. Knees are bent about hip distance. Left hand comes alongside your hip, and then as you walk your right hand back, you let your left forearm come to the ground or to a block. You can put it on a block as well. Keep going until you feel the stretch here. Okay, this is your glenohumeral joint. What if it's in your elbow? Bend your elbow a bit. Put what we call a micro bend in the elbow. Keep it in the shoulder. Close your eyes. Extend the exhale. And focus on the sensation at the front of the right shoulder. Again, notice that the sensation, the breath, my voice, and the music are all taking place within the space of awareness. You can focus on one thing in the space of awareness, and it seems to grow in your experience. But at any point, you can back up and become the awake space in which everything is taking place. You can only think about one thing at a time, but you can be aware of everything at the same time if you choose. All right, inhale, let's come back up to seated, and we will work with the opposite arm. So, the left arm, we take the thumb and wrap it in the four fingers. That's called a Mushti Mudra. Then we bend the elbow and place that elbow on the right knee, so the opposite knee, okay? Then, this is our left arm. Then we're going to take the chin, this is your throat, right? This is your neck. This is your chin. We're going to take the chin and place it on the edge of the wrist, the pinky side edge. And then we begin to force the forearm down toward the opposite knee. If you want, you can grab your right foot with the other arm to keep your shoulder down. The sensation is felt here. Okay, that's where we want to feel it. So right here, Diane, right? Your chin goes right here. And then you bring the forearm down that way.
Yes.
Yep, there you go. Mm-hmm. So right over here, bring the forearm down this way. Use your chin. Mm-hmm. Feel it? Roll the shoulder this way. Mm-hmm. Just move your chin over there. And the chin right there. All right, guys, release. Bring the hands to the ground, knees bent. Use your blocks if you need them. Okay, we're going to do four belly up vinyasas. These are very good for your posterior chain, for the rectus abdominis and the belly and the triceps in your arms. So inhale, lift up. Exhale, bend those arms, strengthen those triceps. Inhale, come back up. Exhale, pull the hips through the hands, lift one or both legs. Good. Continue. Inhale, up. Exhale, arms bend. Inhale, lift back up. Exhale, pull through and lift. Good. Two more times. Inhale, up. Exhale, bend the arms. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, pull through. Good. Last one. Deep breath in. Come on up. Exhale, bend the arms. Inhale, lift. And exhale, pull. Beautiful. Chakra vinyasa backward. Let's hit the other side. Beautiful work, guys. Let's hit the other side. We'll start with a right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky, side plank. Good. Exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting everything up. Exhale, left foot forward and turn right 180 degrees. Good. Set the right foot back to meet the left foot and lower down onto your belly. Once you're on your belly, bring the hands alongside your hips. Lift one side of your body. Put the arm underneath you. Do the same on the other side. Mouth, chin, or forehead to the mat. We will work only with the left leg on this side. Feel the hip points. Keep them down. Inhale, left leg up as high as you can. Keep it straight. Keep the hip down. Exhale, lower the leg. Good. Repeat. Inhale, slowly. Left leg lifts. Exhale, left leg relaxes. Good. Three more times. Inhale up, maybe a little higher. And exhale, we relax that leg. Two more times. Deep breath in. Lift it up. Keep it straight. Exhale, lower it down. Good. Last time we're going to hold. Inhale. Left leg comes up and hold and breathe. Now again, that feeling of, oh my God, I'm going to die. I'm getting overwhelmed is just the feeling of the anaerobic muscle tissues running out of fuel. When that happens, we get the opportunity to begin to strengthen our aerobic muscle tissue, the type of muscle that draws energy from the cardiovascular system, okay, from our breathing and respiratory system. So in many people, these muscles are weaker than they should be. All right, let's take a deep breath in. We're going to exhale, release that leg, release our arms. Left hand on top of the right hand, forehead on the back of the hands. Feel your heart beating in your chest. Take a deep breath in, exhale twice as long, and see if you can feel the heartbeat slow. All right, let's bring our hands underneath our shoulders. As we inhale, we'll push up, top of our push-up. Exhale, hips up and back, downward dog. Set up for a right side down vinyasa, left hand in the sky. Good, exhale, hips and hands sweep down. Inhale, lifting up. Exhale, left foot forward, turn right. 180 degrees, happens to the best of them. All right, so from here, take the right foot back to meet the left foot. Drop down to tabletop. All right, from tabletop, we're going to inhale the right leg out to the right. Knee bent. That's called a fire hydrant, right? Now exhale, knee forward, down. Inhale, knee back and up for one. We're going to do four more. Two. Three, slow and steady does it. Four, and five, reverse direction. Same thing, other side, or other way, sorry. For one, two, three, four, and five. Let's inhale that leg up and back, and exhale the knee toward the wrist. Bring the foot to the opposite wrist, and let your hips sink down into sleeping pigeon. Relax the torso forward and down in any comfortable position. Make sure you feel the stretch of the outside of the right hip. And then again, lengthen the exhales to help with the activation of the parasympathetic nervous system. Beautiful. Let's go ahead and inhale, right leg up and back, three-legged dog. Exhale that foot to the ground. Coming to the toes and your hands. As you exhale, step, jump, or float to the front edge of the mat. Inhale, reverse swan dive up to stand, join palms overhead. And as you exhale, bring arms out to the side and bend the knees, chair pose. Let's inhale the right knee or ankle, right ankle over the left thigh or knee. And as you exhale, let your hips sink down, let your chest come against the shin. Monitor the knees. There can be no pain in the knees, okay? But we want to feel a lot of stretch in the right buttocks. So maximize that. Keep balancing. Again, that's working your inner ear. If we did a lot of spinning around and somersaults when we're a kid, we probably have a good inner ear. If we didn't, we may have a poor inner ear, but it can get better with practice. All right, inhale, let's come all the way back up to stand, join palms, lift the heart, exhale, forward fold, release. Inhale, half lift or crow pose, exhale, bottom of the push-up. Belly down vinyasa, come on back to downward dog. Good. Exhale down to kneeling position, and please take a look at my mat real quick for a review of what we're doing here. So, Galavasana, right leg over left knee, the foot is flexed, the knee comes out to the side, feel free to actually use your hand to reposition the leg if it doesn't go where you want it to go initially. Then we come down to the ground, arms are bent, creating a shelf for the leg to rest on. I use the toes to actually hook the foot in place, look forward, shift the weight, lift the leg, and if possible, extend behind you. Okay, that's the full expression of the Galavasana. Okay, so let's try it. We'll come to stand at the front of the mat. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, bend the knees, arms out to the sides. Good. Inhale, right ankle over the left thigh. Exhale, hips down, chest down. Next step would be bringing both hands to the ground, palms down. Might not be possible, but you can try. Then you'd want to bend your arms, rest the shin against the back of the arms, hook the toes over the left arm, and then shift the weight forward until the toes lift on their own. You never have to hop or jump. It's not helpful. You just shift weight, shift weight. Once the toes are up, then you can see, can I engage my buttocks and the muscles in the back of my body enough to extend that leg behind me? The answer may be yes and maybe no. Either way, it's fine. Once you're done, relax on your abdomen. Left hand on top of the right hand, forehead on the back of the hands. Take a deep breath in, exhale twice as long. Relax. Did you do it again? Nice work, guys. Hands under the shoulders. Inhale, top of your push-up. Exhale, downward dog. From downward dog, walk your hands back towards your feet. Squat. That's called malasana in yoga. So you can get the feet actually onto the ground if possible. I mean the heels of the feet. Tuck the chin, round the back, lift the hips. Chakra vinyasa forward. Right, let's stretch our arms. On this side, we want to bring the left arm into hyperextension. So bring the left hand behind you, palm down, fingers face back. And then you just walk that hand back. So other way with the fingers, other way. Yeah, there you go. So you can come down to your right elbow. Maybe you can rest that elbow on a block if it doesn't reach the ground. You keep going until you feel the left shoulder. That's all. You aren't trying to force your shoulder open. That's a very bad idea. Instead, you're just going to the point where you feel a sensation. Then you relax, close your eyes, and breathe. If you listen to me and you understand what I'm saying, you will not ever injure yourself. If you do not and you try and push beyond your limit, I cannot guarantee your safety. You very well may hurt your shoulder at some point. Okay? So please be smart. All right, as we inhale, let's come on back. We're going to do the other shoulder. Now, this is a little more complicated. So what we want to do is create an external rotation of glenohumeral joint. It's not the easiest thing to do. We take the thumb, we wrap it in the fingers, bend the elbow. We place the elbow on the opposite knee, right? So that's my right arm. It goes on my left knee. And then I want the chin not to do this, right? This isn't going to do anything. I want to push this down this way. So I push the forearm toward the opposite knee, and if I want, I can use this foot to help keep my left shoulder down. And then at a certain point, I'm going to feel these muscles here stretching. And that tells me, okay, I did it right. I've gone far enough, okay? And then you can close your eyes, and just as we've done throughout class, you just breathe long on the exhale, right? Breathe long on the exhale. Let's see, we're going to pull this over this way.
Oh, sorry.
Mm-hmm. And then you push that down toward that knee, very gently. Take your feet up wider, Scott. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to bring this like So place the, yeah, more like this. So chin here, this direction. Makes sense? Do you feel it?
Yeah.
All right, please release. Let's go ahead and chakra vinyasa backward. Exhale, come down onto your abdomen or belly, lay flat. All right, we're gonna do one back bend here, which is the full version of the half back bend we did earlier with the legs. So it's called Shalabhasana or locus. Let's bring the hands alongside the hips and we'll lift our body one side at a time, bring the arms underneath us. And again, if that hurts, just hands alongside the hips. Mouth, chin, or forehead to the mat. Now this is a little different. When we come into this, we will actually try and lift the hips up. So in the half version, you're keeping your hip down. In this version, you're actually gonna try and lift the hips up, okay? So let's exhale completely, and then inhale, lift legs, knees, thighs, hips. Mouth and chin stays on the mat, okay? So everything, this part stays down, and it's like you're trying to lift your hips up off the ground. Now watch the breathing. How's the breathing? It needs to be steady and even. The more you press into your hands and arms, the higher you'll be able to lift up. Good, let's take one more breath here. Exhale, let it go. As you release, bring the right hand on top of the left hand, rest the forehead on the back of the hands. Let's take a deep breath in, and we're gonna exhale twice as long. Let it go. Let it go. So whatever you're feeling, notice it again inside of that awake space, the space of awareness. This might not seem like anything special. Whenever someone wakes up spiritually, they almost always say something like, "Why didn't anyone tell me that it was right here all the time? That it was this that I was looking for? My everyday, ordinary awareness is quite a magical thing." Most of us never pay attention to the miracle of being able to be aware. We focus on things, objects, situations, people, our own emotions, our own thoughts. And yet, what allows us to do that? What doesn't come and go? All right, from here, let's go ahead and press back to a kneeling position. We'll do a little release for the back. This will be a dynamic stretch. So on the inhalation, we'll come up to this position. Take your knees about hip distance. As you exhale, go ahead and bring your hips back down to the heels and turn to the left, reaching the arms down toward the ground or the knee. Inhale, come on up. And then exhale, opposite side, same thing. Good, that's one. We're going to do four more just like that with the breath. Exhale, left side. Inhale, up. And exhale, right side. Good, continue. That's three, two more times. And one more time. Good, inhale up and exhale child pose. If you're still feeling any funkiness in your spine, your back, pay attention to it. Breathe into it. See if you can send your breath into that part of your body. Just by paying attention to it, Notice how your breath will follow your awareness. My teacher said this, or described this phenomenon, as where attention goes, prana flows. This is not only true inside of your body, but also outside as well. When you pay attention to someone, you're giving them your love, your prana, the most valuable thing. All right, let's inhale. Sit on up, cross the ankles, bring the legs out in front, arms out in front, and as we exhale, we'll roll back vertebrae at a time, coming all the way back onto the back. Once you get there, go ahead and bring your legs in. Give them a squeeze. Hug them in. Might feel really good to rock around on your back at this point. Feel free to do that. Side to side, forward and back. Good, extend the arms out to the sides. Let's drop both knees down to the left as you look to the right. Close your eyes, let your breath be natural. So you're not making any sort of effort to go further or deeper. It's not important at this point. It's really never important, to be honest with you. We aren't really lacking anything. One teacher who I really admire puts it this way: God doesn't create anything that's less than perfect. If you see yourself or another as less than perfect, lacking in any way, that is your problem. That is because of something we call ego. All right, that's our buzzer. Let's inhale knees back up through center. Exhale down on the other side. Let's take a few breaths. Let's inhale those knees back through center. Give them one last squeeze. Slide our hands under the hips. Extend our legs up toward the ceiling. Lift the head and neck and slowly lower the legs toward the ground. Right before they reach the ground, take a deep breath in and tense every muscle that you can think of. Hold the breath. And when a strong desire to relax arises, follow that into Shavasana. Relax completely on your back and let go. We'll be in Shavasana for 6 minutes, which is 10% of our class. And if you allow your body to be still and to rest for those 6 minutes, you will find that you are refreshed at the end of the 6 minutes, restored and ready to go along about your day. Gradually begin to deepen your breathing. You need to move and stretch as you wake yourself up. When you feel ready, make your way up to seated. Let's just join our hands together at the heart center. Take our hands from the heart to the head and bow our heads to the heart. Namaste.
Namaste.
So thank you for coming to share your practice.